but I never even considered coming back. They claimed there were no survivors, and we listened. If it were me, would I be pissed? Fuck yeah, I would. We should have looked. See that up on the building? Dempsey's voice cuts through the silence. My eyes dart to where his hand is pointing. I can't see it clearly, but hanging from the antenna is a red scarf, the go-ahead signal from our contact. Charlie better not be fucking us around, I grumble. I've missed the way my body feels right now. Everything inside me is awakened. My mind knows there's danger, and my muscles are tense, so I do my best to relax. I can't be on edge or someone could get hurt. I remember how it felt to lose our teammates on that mission. I remember carrying Brian, Devin, and Fernando's bodies out. I remember watching the life fade from their eyes. Then to think of all the other drama we've dealt with being in the sandbox. This place gives me anxiety. She's on our side, head in the game. Jackson snaps as he creeps forward. He's in the zone. I need to get there before we kick in the door. As we approach the entrance, Liam comes through with the green light. Petunia. His tone is clear. This time we're using flowers for code names. I liked it better when we used liquor or tobacco. More manly. Shows just how much the Navy is breeding pussies now. Jackson braces his hand against the door, ready to push through, but someone pulls it open first. All of our guns raised, and my gaze locks on the bluest eyes I've ever seen. The woman's hands slowly raise, and she casually removes the hijab that covers her mouth and hair. Check out the garden, boys. Petunia. Her accent is clearly American. He's down the hall and knows you're coming. There are three on guard by his cell. The others are out doing errands. I'm leaving with you, so don't fuck this up. I stand there, staring, unable to form a fucking coherent thought. This is the CIA op? This 5'4", drop-dead, gorgeous woman? No wonder she gets information. I'd sell my soul if she asked. Her hair is almost black and hangs straight. Her eyes are ice blue. And don't get me started on what I imagine her plump lips doing. I've never seen anyone like her. I've never reacted to anyone like this before. I want her. Any man would. But I want to own her. Every part of my body, especially one in particular, yearns for her. I want to see if her skin is as soft as it looks, if her hair feels like silk and her voice. I'm done for. Jackson lowers his gun and then addresses her. Which door, Charlie?
Second on the left. I need a gun.
She puts her hand out. The need to protect her calls from deep within. Maybe you should stay out here.
And watch you guys get lost? I don't think so. Gun, now.
She doesn't look my way when she replies. She just waits for Jackson to hand her his pistol. I don't like this. She may be trained by the CIA, but that's not saying she can handle combat. Are you sure you know how to use it, Princess? I ask. Her eyes meet mine and narrow. Oh, that got her attention. A storm's raging in those baby blues. She recovers quickly, though, when Jackson places his 9mm in her delicate palm.
Thanks. I'll let that slide since you obviously aren't aware of who I am, she says without taking her eyes off me. We don't have a lot of time. Where's the rest of your team?
We are the team, I reply.
Who is this girl?
Maybe the CIA needs 10 people, but Jackson, Liam, and I could handle this entire thing on our own. The 6-guy team we brought is more than enough. Jackson smirks. They're approaching from a different entrance. Let's go.
I'll lead,
Charlie says, and lifts the hijab over her hair. We know what we're doing. I speak just so she'll look at me again.
Wouldn't want you to get lost or hurt. Don't worry, I'll protect you.
Her voice drips with sarcasm. My cock hardens. It fucking hardens on a goddamn mission. I am so fucked. She opens the door and I push Muffin out of the way. No way is he going to be behind her. Charlie turns to relay a message and notices he's not the one following. Her eyes roll, she holds up 2 fingers, and then she points to the room. The way her ass sways is hypnotic. I lock down the sexual urges flowing through me and focus. The 2 men trailing me let off 2 silent shots and then return to following us. We slink through the dirty hallway and come face to face with another guard. I don't have a moment to take the sight. Charlie doesn't hesitate. No more than a breath passes before she raises the 9 and shoots him in the head. I'm in love.